Hello! Welcome to A Progressive Life. That's the name of my show. This is Glenn Cole, and I'm glad that I'm on. Charlie and I have been working through the ropes. We're trying to figure out what we're doing around here, and so far we're getting it pretty good. Hey, I got opportunity to get rid of a Kids Bop. A pair of tickets, and which is going to be on tonight at the State Fair. So you have to be able to go today. But if you're interested in a pair of those tickets, plus I guess it includes admission, give us a call, and we'll make sure that we hold those for you. Now, Ed Adkins, I understand, has... a pair of tickets already in his name, and they're here. But Ed, if you're going to pick those up, you got to pick them up by about, I'll be leaving here about 1:10. So you've got about an hour, a little under an hour to pick those up. But if you're interested in the Kids Bop tickets, free admission to the Kids Bop thing at the State Fair tonight, and also that gives you free admission, give me a call. The number here is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. So I'm going to give you about 5 seconds here so that you can get that pencil that you can never find. I've always had trouble finding a pencil when I needed to get a phone number that was on the radio. Okay, you ready? 740-383-WWGH, which is 9944. 740-383-9944. We also have one last pair. Well, hang on just a second. I think I have a phone call here. Yeah, hello. Let's see. I got to pot you up. You're on the air.
So Scott Spears, by chance, or no?
No, Scott's not. Do you need to talk directly to Scott? You're on the air, so I can switch you over to Scott if you'd like me to.
If you can do that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, hang on. We'll take care of that. Okay, we're back on the air. Scott, if you're listening, if you could pick up the phone, I'd appreciate it. And I think he's got it, so we're good. Oh, I understand we just lost you. So if you could call back, I won't answer the phone, and you'll go right into to Scott. Sorry, I am pretty new at this. Okay, now you can get through. I've got these buttons that I've got to learn how to do. I was in radio back in the early 60s, 70s, and we didn't have any of this confusing digital stuff. We've got plenty of that now. I see that caller got through. All right, thank you very much for calling back. Don't forget... the phone's being used right now, but if you'll call in about 5 minutes, we've got a set of tickets, a pair of tickets, plus free admission to the Chris Young concert tonight, or tomorrow night, I'm sorry. And that's something you can pick up either before 1:15 today here at the station, or you could pick it up tomorrow morning between, I think, probably 10 till 10 till about 1:15 tomorrow. We also have a pair of tickets to Kids Bop. And I'd love to have you call in. Those are free. Just call in, leave a number, a name and a number, and you'll have to pick those up today, though. You'll actually have to stop in today before 1:10 to pick those up. You can take your kids to that. I'm not quite sure what it's all about, but I understand there's lots of stuff for young people at that thing, and it gives you admission to the fairgrounds, and it also gives you admission to that the show. The number again, 740-383-9944. Well, have you had an opportunity to watch any of the show that's on television today? It's the Mueller report given to us by Mr. Mueller himself. I only got to watch, well, I've watched tidbits here at the station, but I did watch from when he went on till about quarter till 10. And I watched with some interest in how both sides are conducting their interviews. It seems to me, now, you all know, especially since the name of my program is The Progressive Life, you obviously understand that I'm probably on the left side of the aisle and would be considered a Democrat. As a matter of fact, as you many of you know, I ran for state representative in that capacity as a Democrat the last time the elections came around. I'm sitting here doing the radio show, so you probably have suspected I did not win. I tried, but we did not win. Anyway, the show I was watching this morning, they started out pretty much as you would expect. Both sides, both chairman and the co-chairman, Democratic and Republican, gave the their opening address, and it was pretty much what you'd expect. And both of them kept it short, which was good. He only has, I think, a total of 5 hours to talk to two different committees. And each person on those committees gets 5 minutes, which if you do the math, it doesn't work out. But anyway, the Republican was pretty much condemning. Well, he didn't condemn. He just brought up the questions that there might be raised about the investigation. And the Democratic chairman, Nadler, pretty much stated what most Democratic politicians would state about that there were some definite questions that were brought up about the current administration. Anyway, throughout the morning, most of the Republicans have kind of been attacking the investigation, the report, and bringing up the investigation by the English English investigator. I'll remember it later. Anyway, they have not been really referring to the report as much as trying to bring up other subjects, and I didn't think that was a winning strategy for them. I thought they should do a straight question and answer of what Mueller has said was in his report. And he's pretty much stuck to the idea of referring back to his report if there is any question. The Democratic group have been... I hope this doesn't show a bias, and it may, they've been a little bit more courteous to him and accepted that what he said in his report is what he thinks, and they have repeated back to him his own statements and asked if they were correct. I believe they're doing that, excuse me, in order to... emphasize the areas that they believe the report talks about culpability of the current administration. They are mainly focusing on volume 2, which is the section that talks about avoiding Boy, I wish I had written down what the technical term is. But they're trying to hide from reality, I guess. But anyway, the two groups have kind of gone down the way. I think later tonight when you listen to the Talking Heads on the midnight or on the 6 o'clock news, you will hear that they say pretty much that the Democrats supported the report and were very confident and were very appreciative of the report. And you'll find that so far the Republicans seem to be very aggressive and very sure of themselves in bringing up questions about stuff outside of the report and asking for a validation of those. I'm not sure, since I haven't really been listening for the last hour or so, if things have changed, but I believe that seems to be the strategy that's going on. I did write myself some notes for the show today. We're changing. My show has in the past been on Monday, and so I'm getting used to doing my show. Now I'm going to have 2 days, and I'm going to try to have guests on one of the 2 days, as opposed to always having to listen to yours truly. Believe me, I know. My wife tells me how boring that is. Anyway, and that reminds me, drive carefully on Friday, because I will be out on the highway heading to go pick my wife up. And she hasn't been home since we took a tour of, we drove out to California, and then we went across the southern tier states to North Carolina, hitting both my son's house and my daughter's house. And then I drove back up here, hitting my elder son's house. And she has not been home in about 6 weeks, and it looks like it. So I have to get home immediately after this show and start the vacuum cleaner. I'm glad that nobody comes and visits me while she's gone. You wouldn't want to anyway. Even my dog looks at me sometimes like, won't you get rid of this dirty pair of socks or something? Anyway, I will have a good time when she gets back, because she... she does everything for me that I don't know how to do for myself. I appreciate it, honey. Her name's Carol. I appreciate it, Carol. And looking forward to having you back. One of the things that, don't forget, we still have a pair of tickets for the Mike Young. I believe that's his name. I'm not a big fan, so obviously I am not positive. But if you're interested in those tickets, that's for tomorrow night's show. We do have those tickets. We have a pair of tickets and a pair of get-in free tickets to go to that show tomorrow night. I have a name. Excuse me. I have a name of a lady who seemed to be very interested in that. Her first name is Mary. I'm not going to give her last name. But if you're interested, give us a call. We'd love to get rid of those to somebody that wants to go see Mr. Young. But the first person in is going to get those tickets and be heading down to Columbus tomorrow evening. Excuse me. Now, I've had this cough for, let's see, about 4 months. And the doctor knows I have it, so, and he has told me why. So it's a medicine I'm taking, causes you to cough, apparently. It's odd. A lot of these medicines, the side effects are worse than what you got. So, and I've got three or four medicines that I take, so. And I'm not a sickly person. Matter of fact, I don't believe in getting sick. I believe that's against the rules. When I had my heart attack about 5 years ago, and I'm saying 5 years ago, it might have been longer than that, but when I had my heart attack, I went in the first, well, not the first thing they asked, but after I had recovered from having my stent put in, and the doctor asked, well, who is your family practitioner? Well, I don't have one. Well, what do you mean you don't have one? Well, the last time I saw a doctor before that was like 58 years or something crazy like that. I just haven't, like a lot of old guys, I just hadn't faced my own mortality, and I had not named a doctor. I just hadn't gone to a doctor. Now I go to a doctor about three times a year. I probably wouldn't, but my wife knows when I'm scheduled, so I have to go. Anyway, I don't know what got me off on that, but I'm happy that I'm healthy, and I'm going to try to stay that way. Anyway, one of the things I wrote down to think about for this show was how we have dreamt about a country for 240 years or whatever it is, where all people are created equal. Now, I understand, and we talked about this a little bit last week, I understand that all people in 1776 or 17, I don't remember when the Constitution was ratified, but anyway, not all people were created equal by the Constitution. African American was not considered an equal. Matter of fact, most of them were slaves that were in this country. Women were not considered equal. They were not necessarily slaves. But they were not given the opportunity to vote. many of the people who didn't own land did not have the opportunity to vote. So when we first started, we weren't completely all people are created equal, but it has come to accept that the American dream is that all people are created equal, and that we can all go to work, earn money, and pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. that is more or less true depending on who you are, where you come from, who your parents were, what your racial makeup is, and currently, recently, it's become a big bone of contention of what your sexual preference is, and all these things add to more or less discrimination based on many things. And we're all going to discriminate. Let's face it. This morning, the gentleman here at the radio station and I were talking about racism. And though I don't like to admit it, I am a racist because I notice the difference between black people and white people. That, by definition, shows that you're discriminating. At least you're noticing. And I try very hard, all my life I've tried very hard to not treat people differently based on that. That's where we need to go. I mean, sure, you're going to know if somebody is of Asian background because of, you know, the color of their skin, the shape of their eyes, that sort of thing. You're going to know whether a person is Anglo-Saxon, mostly because of the shape of their face and the color of their skin. And you're going to know if a person is African-American because of the color of their skin and quite often the shape of their face. That doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means that you notice. But we need to learn not to discriminate against people that are different. Just because they're different, their mommies loved them. Just because they're different doesn't mean that they don't think, that they don't care. We all have very good sides to ourselves. I'm sure there are people that are just born or nurtured to be evil, but most people have goodness in their heart, in my opinion. Now, there are two sides of that story. There have been studies where they have found that people that tend to be more conservative tend to be more aggressive. They tend to want to stay in the mold that they're in. People that are more liberal tend to be without as much control over how aggressive they tend to be. Some people may say that the more aggressiveness you have, the better you are. You're an A-type personality. Whereas somebody like me, I would guess that I'm a B-type personality. I'm not terribly aggressive that way. But it doesn't mean that we should discriminate against a person that is more or less aggressive. That we're just different. We're all different. We have plenty to be ashamed of throughout our history. We have both sides, the A's and the B's. We have the Trail of Tears, which we all should be embarrassed about. We have slavery, which we should all Anglo-Saxons should be embarrassed about. We have a lot of things that both sides have done that were probably not in the best interest of mankind. But now we have an opportunity to adjust that. We can be more conservative or more concerned about our fellow man. All we have to do is admit that we've in the past done some things that we aren't very proud of, and that we can change that. We have plenty of other things to be ashamed of, and I'm not going to go into them. I kind of did last week. But we need to, one of the ways we can start to overcome that the badness in us is to start listening to each other. I don't know how in the world. There's a commercial on TV, and there's this, it's for a medicine. Boy, I'm getting tired of seeing medicines advertised on TV. We used to have a law against that, that and lawyers, and now we're overcome by them. But anyway, there's this cute little commercial on TV, and this African-American family, I think it's for an insurance company anyway, this African-American family says that they use this particular product, let's say a product, and the little kid is riding a little tricycle and has the biggest smile in the world, and he's a little African-American boy. And how in the world anybody could not love that little guy? I have no idea. I just love watching. I actually look forward to seeing that commercial. Anyway, we all have our moms and dads that brought us up. We should start listening to each other, because we all have things to say to each other that mean something. Even if you disagree, you might get a little tidbit of information out of listening to each other. You might find out a little story that you didn't know the other person knew. You might find out that the other person went through something that you haven't gone through and you know nothing about. Listen. Just put your mouth in neutral and listen to most of the people. Now, that's really crazy for a guy who talks on the radio for an hour nonstop. That's kind of crazy for me to talk about. Believe me, I would prefer having you people come and give me a conversation. As a matter of fact, one of the things I hope to do with the second day that I'm going to be on is have other people come in and give us information that we all should know about, more local information, what's going on with our election board, what's going on with our elections, what's going on with trains going through town. Oh boy, they go through town, don't they? Anyway, we need both type of people. We need people that are interested in side A to the story, and we need people that are interested in side B to the story. We need both type of people. Otherwise, we're not very smart. If we only think one way, if we don't listen to the other side, we're closing our own intelligence gathering things in our brain, and so therefore we only learn one side, and one side is not where we come from. You know, it's kind of like a sailboat. I used to race sailboats when I was younger, and one of the things I learned about racing a sailboat is that the sails pull you forward. They give you progression, and you can even crank the sails down so that they're almost flat against the side of the sailboat, and it'll still push you forward. The keel kind of slows you down. It kind of drags you because it wants to go in one direction. Well, that's the type of people that we have. We have people that like to push forward, like to move forward, and we have people like the keel on a sailboat that kind of slow us down but keep us focused in one direction, keep us trying to do the right thing. So there's nothing wrong with being either side. Those of us who are progressive, we prefer to move forward. Those of us who are conservative prefer the way we are because it's always proved to be a good way. And that's kind of the way the life is. Don't forget, we still have those tickets. And I've only got about 20 more minutes before to come in and pick them up. Ed Adkins, we have your tickets waiting for you for tonight's Kids Bop. Show that's at the State Fair, and so we're holding those for you. And then I have another pair of tickets that I'd like to give away. If somebody wants to call in, I'll be more than happy to sit here till 1:15 even. I haven't had lunch though, so don't make it too long. But anyway, if you're interested, give me a call, leave your name, and I'll wait for you till 1:15. All right. I'm at the end of the notes on my phone. What I do in the middle of the night, I will wake up and I will say, oh, I got a show coming up. I've got to get some thoughts on the show. And what I do is I start putting them into my phone so that I can remember them in the morning when I get out of bed. And that's kind of what I did. One of the things I also pointed out is that if you succumb to one of those sides or the other, you're losing. You're not moving. You're stuck, kind of putting both feet in a big pool of mud. And forward is, we all go forward. Throughout lifetime, we've moved forward. We've learned things that have made us move forward. And moving forward, I think most people will agree that moving forward is kind of where we want to go as citizens of the United States. And some people take real homage against being called progressive. But we all are progressive. We don't want to go back. We don't want to go back to where, when I was a little kid, I was a member of the Polio Pioneers, and the Polio Pioneers were kids. I think we were probably 7 or 8 years old, and we got the new polio vaccine, and apparently it was a kind of a test on people, which is, I'm not sure would be legal anymore, but some of us got placebo, and some of us got the real shot. And then they determined whether it worked or not. And I even got a little thing. I think the president signed it or something like that, where I was a polio pioneer. So I was one of the initial kids to be vaccinated for polio. Well, if we hadn't moved forward, there would be millions of people that wouldn't have made it this far in life because polio was a killer. I had friends. I had one friend who spent most of his early life in what they called an iron lung, which did his breathing for him. And that's not where we want to go. We want to go forward. We want to find cures to cancer. We want to find cures to all the dreaded diseases that still affect us. And we have found cures. I think I was watching television yesterday, and Danny Thomas came on, you know, his daughter came on and talked about how we have increased our opportunity for kids with cancer to move on in their lives. And it had gone from 80%, I believe it says, 80% who had received the diagnosis of having cancer did not make it. And now it's down to only 20% do not make it. And even though 20% is a very sad number, it's so much better than 80%. And I think we need to keep moving forward so that we can do away with things like that. If we just stick our feet in the sand and stick our heads in the sand, those young people would not be with us today. Don't forget now, and my phone number, 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. 740-383-9944. I have one pair of tickets for the Mike Young show tomorrow night down at in Columbus. If you're interested in going to that show, it's a pair of tickets, and it also has admission to the fairgrounds. If you're interested in doing that, I've got your name. I've got a name here of a lady that was interested in it yesterday, and I'm going to mention her name. So if you know her, or if somebody, if she's listening right now, we have those tickets for you. Her name was Mary Bickley. And Mary, if you're interested, if you can get down here in the next half hour or so, we've got those tickets for you. Or for that matter, I wouldn't mind even driving over and dropping them off today. Or you can come in tomorrow morning from 10 to 1 and pick them up here. Okay, and then the other tickets that I have available are a pair of general admission tickets to Kids Bop. And Kids Bop, it also includes tickets to get into the fairgrounds. So if you're interested, give me a call right now. We'll put you, we'll hold those tickets for you. You'll have to pick them up between now and quarter after one. I'll hang around here till quarter after one if anybody decides that they want to go to either one of those events, give me a call. Now I'm kind of stuck. I'm going to go back over some of my old stuff. I'm going to try and have on the air, I'm going to contact Mike Larson. You might remember him. He was on the air with me, 3 or 4 months ago. He's considering running for office, I'm going to bring him on. Not because he's running for office, but because he's a really funny guy. Mike has appeared on, did appear on Jay Leno 2-3 times. He's a stand-up comedian. He actually worked for Representative Spears' office out in California when he lived out there. He now lives in Plain City, Ohio. He and his wife are both political activists, and I'm going to try to get him to come back on and talk about some of the things that are going on, especially after we get through this week where we're listening to the Mueller report today. As a matter of fact, it's probably, unless they're at lunch, that's probably going on right now. Like I mentioned before, I was a little bit concerned in the different ways that the two parties were handling it, interviews. The Republicans tended to be really lambasting or at least criticizing the way the report was done. I don't think they were winning any points with Mr. Mueller. And the Democrats tended to be more receptive, more agreeable with Mr. Mueller. And as you may or may not know, Mr. Mueller is a lifelong Republican. But he obviously is the type of person that believes that that honor is more important than politics. He is pretty much stuck to his guns about not saying more about his report than he actually wrote down in his report. Let's see here. One of the things I noted to myself the other night was a commercial that I was listening on the about the NFL, where they talk about passion moves us forward. That was part of the line of their ad, passion moves us forward. Well, that's kind of why I consider myself a progressive, is because the passion has moved me forward. As many of you may or may not know, I am a former Republican. I was a Republican until Mr. Nixon. He kind of scared me off of that. I am kind of a fiscal conservative. I don't think we should spend money we don't have. Unfortunately, that's the way governments are run anymore. And both sides now are guilty of spending money we don't have. I would like to see us get a little bit stronger on our opinions about not throwing money after nothing. I also would like to see us be more active in our thought process about our defense budget. The millions and millions, well, billions and billions of dollars that we spend on defense, even the Defense Department has been embarrassed. And we spent billions of dollars on new tanks, and the Defense Department said, we don't need that money. We don't need those tanks. But they continued to give him the money. So there are ways to cut back that money. Obviously, it's when there's that type of money available and that type of lobbying and that type of money available for private enterprise, there's going to be corruption. And there is no doubt in my mind that some of those defense contracts are corrupt. And I'm not saying one side or the other. If you will go back and read some of, I think it was Eisenhower's last, one of his last speeches, basically said too much money in the defense area, it will corrupt the government. And I think, I'm not sure he put it exactly that way, but it was pouring money into more and more and more defense. You can only blow up so many worlds with all the nukes that we have. We have giant boats. They're called aircraft carriers, many of which are probably underused and overspent for. Again, I'm going back through all the notes that I've given to myself. I must have, I don't know how many pages of notes on my phone. That probably would help me to clean it out a little bit. Maybe I'd have more room on the phone. The latest thing that we seem to be all involved with is the argument between our president and what is known as the Squad. And it's four women of color who have taken umbrage with some of the things that our president has called them, said to them, some of the things he's done. And I'm not quite sure where I stand on all this. I do know that he has mischaracterized what they've said many times. And that's kind of the way he wins arguments. He keeps saying one thing time after time after time. No obstruction, no collusion. How many hundreds of times has he said that? And quite frankly, it quite often doesn't have anything to do with what he's talking about. But he wants to say that. And it's kind of like what I used to do to my mom. If I told her a lie enough times, then she'd start to believe it. Or at least I thought she would. My mom was probably smarter than I am. but we all have done that. If you tell a lie enough times, well, I'm not sure we've all done that. I will leave my sister and mother out of that. But you may have heard me before. I kind of think of them as angels. The theory of telling a story so many times it starts to become true is unfortunately one of the ways that right now our government seems to be operating. I really dislike that way of trying to convince people that something's true when in fact there are two sides to every story. There's my side and your side, and I'm always right. I really hate that we keep telling the same thing over and over and over and over again. Hey, one last time, if you can get here in the next 15 minutes, we have a pair of tickets to the Mike Young show tomorrow. Actually, you can get here tomorrow and still get those tickets. If you're interested, give me a call. Write your name down. We'll save them for you. And we also have, if you can get here in the next 15 minutes, free tickets to Kids Bop, which is another show down at the State Fair. And we're giving away we've given away several tickets already, all sorts of tickets. But we have still a couple things left, and we're trying to get rid of those. But you got to get here in the next 15 minutes, or there won't be anybody at the station to say hi and give you the tickets. Anyway, we're down to the last couple of minutes here, and I want to thank everybody for listening. I've had interesting notes from people. My email address, by the way, and anything you'd like to say to me, I'd be more than happy to hearing, is Glenn Coble, GlennCoble, at hotmail.com. And I really would love to hear from all of you, any or all of you. You don't have to go on the air. You can just send me your thoughts. Now, please make them sincere thoughts. Don't make them... things where you just want to say I'm a stupid head. make them thoughtful thoughts. Make sure you put that critical trigger on in your brain so that you're not just saying bad things about me. I mean, I've got a dog for that. make sure that they're constructive. But please... GlennCoble@hotmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd also like to hear from you if there's somebody you'd like me to invite as a guest for one of my two shows that I'm going to do each week from 12:10 to 12:15 to 1 o'clock. If you have any ideas of people that you think would be good at it, I'd be more than happy to include them. And we're going to say goodbye for the day, and we'll be back tomorrow. Charlie will be on at 10, and I'll be on at 12. So give us a call, and thanks for listening for today.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.